This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Money Matters.
Bobby, Chloe and Alicia have been set a challenge by their teacher to get the class thinking about money through music.
I'm the worst person to write a song about how to manage cash. I lost my lunch money. I thought I tucked it in the front pocket of my school bag, but it must have fallen out in the playground.
That's well annoying.
And duh, stupid. It's not exactly difficult to keep your money safe. Just use a wallet like me.
Thanks, genius.
But hey, on the bright side, it could be a great topic to include in our money song. You know, keeping your money safe.
Yeah, cool idea. Money is valuable. It's important to keep it safe.
Keeping it safe could be as simple as using a purse or wallet when you're out and about. Or a piggy bank at home when you don't need it straight away.
Or put it into a savings account. If you know where it is, you can find it when you need it. And you don't earn interest on your money when it's in a piggy bank.
Yeah, and if you get any checks for your birthday, don't leave them lying around. It's well easy for them to get lost in piles of paper. They also have an expiry date, which means if you try and pay them in after a certain period of time, you might not be able to get the money into your account.
I get all my pocket money electronically. So much safer than all those jingling coins and papery notes and checks.
You mean it goes straight into your bank account from your parents?
Yeah.
But, genius, safety is more important when you're moving money around online. Mum says you should never give out personal information to anyone when you're on the internet and never, ever tell anyone your security details. And if a website ever asks for information, then you should have a grown-up there with you to check.
What, like your real name and address?
Exactly. People can steal the information and use it to pretend to be you. And the same goes for your bank account details and passwords. These details can be stolen. And if someone's stolen your bank account details...
they can steal your money, right?
So we should definitely put something in the song about that. Never give out your bank account numbers or passwords unless you want someone you don't know to spend all your money.
Or worse, your parents' money.
And if you ever lose a bank card, to always call the bank straight away to let them know.
Right, there are some well dodgy scammers out there who try all sorts of things to trick you into giving out that information. You know, those fake emails and pop-up windows saying like, OMG, you have to give these details now or you can't play the game anymore.
But sometimes you do need to buy more credit. How do you know when it's a real request and when it's fake?
Well, it's just going to be best to get a parent to check each time. Better safe than sorry. It only takes a minute and it's easy to do.
Almost as easy as using a wallet, so you don't lose your lunch money.
Oh, very funny. Rub it in, why don't you?
Come on, let's put it all together.
We're learning all about money and the ways that we can use it.
If you've got some, good for you. But careful you don't lose it.
So many scams take you in, so boys and girls, beware.
Don't give out your details.
No, I'm telling you, take care.
Never share your passwords because you'll wish you never had.
When your credit needs a top up, better check with mum and dad.
Mum and Dad.
Mum and Dad.
We're spending, saving, raising, making money.
Money.
Find out next time how Bobby, Chloe and Alicia develop their song and learn about digital money.
Money Matters. With support from the Cooperative Bank. Find out more online at funkidslive.com/money.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.